Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it's just a horrific thing that's taking place right now. The numbers of human trafficking slaves in the world, not just all over the world now, if you added up every slave there ever was in the history of the world, except for this generation, there's more slaves right now today than there ever was when you add all those slaves together. It is horrific. They say it's because of the internet. We've been talking about it for quite some time. You may have heard one of our earlier broadcasts and talking about the Pink Room and how Cambodia ended up, how a mother ended up trading her little 12-year-old girl for like a refrigerator. How did that come to pass? And you can find out more about that in the Pink Room. We'll be talking more about that. But Glenn Beck Broadcasting, he went to Thailand with Operation Underground Railroad, who focuses on rescuing children from sex trafficking and human trafficking. And, you know, we've been sponsoring them ourselves and being there with them. There was a Haitian rescue of children. A fake orphanage was going on, and they showed up like they were, quote, buyers. And instead of course, buying them the way people do that, they actually freed them from this human trafficking. It's just terrible what's going on in the world right now. Well, we've been praying for years that God would end it. As a matter of fact, we've been praying. We have a 24-hour prayer community on every Monday that we pray, and you're welcome to be a part of that. International House of Prayer, Kansas City's been praying to be able to end sex trafficking, asking God to end it. But first, we want to take you there and show you what's happening right now, this very moment, when people are drinking their cappuccinos, when people are thinking about this and that in America, such a blessed nation. Look what's happening to children in Thailand. And listen to Glenn Beck as he talks about his trip that he took to Thailand just a couple days ago.
I have spent the weekend in Thailand, and the guys who went with me, I spoke to this morning, and we all had a similar experience coming back home yesterday. All of us broke down, and all of us had a hard time reconnecting with our family or people who hadn't been with us, because they are in the world that we were in last Thursday. And I have fundamentally changed, and so did everybody who was with me. I was in a place where we couldn't get Wi-Fi, where no one had an iPhone or even a flip phone. There was television, but the people that I was with hadn't seen a television. I was with people who knew very little about America. In fact, the children told me they didn't even know. They had heard of it, but they didn't know anything about it. No one was talking about Donald Trump. And no one was worried about the things that we worry about every day. I went to Thailand with Operation Underground Railroad, which is a global now effort to stop human trafficking and slavery. And as I left, I saw a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter saying, making comments, why is Glenn going to Thailand and why are you raising money for this when there are so many problems here at home? Let me explain why. I knew nothing about Thailand other than it used to be Siam, which they don't even know. That was the white man name for Bangkok. And everything I learned about Siam, I learned from The King and I, which they find very offensive because it made the king look weak. It is the nicest place I've ever been. Food aside, we'll talk about that later. Nicest place I've ever been. Nicest people I've ever met beside the people in the center of our country. I love Americans because they're so kind and so warm and welcoming. The Thai people are exactly the same. I was in country for only about 48 hours. In the first 24 hours, not all of us said, I will never come back here ever again. All of us said, I can't see anymore. We went to a place which is a resort called Pattaya, which is about 3 hours, I don't know, either north, south, east, or west of Bangkok. I didn't know where I was most of the weekend. It's on the seaside. When I got off the plane, I went to their FBI headquarters. And I met with the head of their FBI, I think it's DCI or DIC, something. And he started thanking this audience. It was so bizarre. He knew who I was, and people that I had met in law enforcement were reverent to me because of you. It was so bizarre. Thinking that no one would know who I was, no one would, we hadn't done anything. When I sat down next to him in this big conference room, he started with thanking the audience for what they had done and how they are arresting the bad guys from America and from Europe. When I said a few minutes ago that this weekend turned into defending our honor, Thailand has become the sex tourist capital of the world because the laws have become so stringent elsewhere on what you do to a six-year-old. They go to Thailand. Thailand is now starting to really enforce this. But one of the reasons why they haven't enforced it is because they don't have the equipment online to be able to really nab these guys. And they've just gotten serious. They've just arrested, when I was there, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks before we got there, they arrested a monk. And these monks are like, it'd be like the Catholic Church arresting somebody in the Vatican. To arrest one monk, they sent 1,000 police officers because they weren't sure how people would react. But this monk was abusing this child. They are getting really serious. I left the FBI and I went to the Royal Academy where they are training the police officers, and I saw the operation centers that this audience built. It is the only one in all of Asia like it. And they are supercomputers that can go and get all the forensic evidence of these pedophiles, these guys who are going over and making films with these children and then shipping them out. And they all look like us. Then we went to Pattaya. And we went to a street where you can buy anything you want, where 5-year-old children were running up to us in the street offering to sell us a watch. I thought nothing of it until one of our operators said, "You buy the watch, the boy will take you back." And all these boys came up with the same item. Want to buy a watch? Want to buy a watch? Want to buy a watch? And they take you back to the guy who's, quote, selling the watches. And he says, "What time and where?" You pick, you're not picking a watch. They were all the same. You were picking a boy. As I'm walking down the street, I noticed that tattooed on everybody's hand is a number. And so you pick them out by numbers.
This is tragic. This is happening right now. But you're going to hear some good news, how President Trump is getting behind ending sex trafficking in America, in the world. He says he's going to put the weight of America behind it. Also, we're going to hear more about Operation Underground Railroad and what's taking place. And it's just going to really touch your heart, encourage you, because something's going to happen. Imagine if that was you, if that was us in that place, and we are 8 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, and that's happening to us. We would have no hope. But people have prayed. We've prayed for years. International House of Prayer prayed for years in Kansas City. Maybe you've been praying for years that God would end sex trafficking. We're seeing the weight of America. God is shifting to end sex trafficking in the world. And we're talking about the tragedy of human trafficking, sex trafficking, and it just breaks your heart to see what's happening to children. And you know, other nations have begin to clamp down on it. Thailand didn't have the technology to be able to do it. And we're going to hear some pretty, you know, this is probably going to break your heart, but understand that we need to know so we can pray and that we can go. And you're going to have a chance today. You're going to have a chance to partner like we partner with Operation Underground. And you're going to be able to partner. Simple as $5 a month, they talk about. And these are former, like, you know, federal law enforcement officers, probably SEALs, and these type of individuals that are going in aggressively and rescuing these kids. And it's a powerful thing. But first, you know, Thailand, you would have continued to hear the last part of what happened in Thailand when Glenn went there. And he's talking about, you know, when he got there and he said they treated him, you know, reverently or whatever. He's talking about that his organization, Mercury One, where people collected money and gave, you know, extravagantly to be able to rescue these kids. And so they were so impressed that Americans cared so much that they were willing to help them rescue these children. So let's continue. This is Glenn Beck's trip to Thailand as he's found all human trafficking in orphanages and the monk, I don't know what you call the monks there, but they were involved in it. And it's just amazing. And this is one thing he said, listen to what he said. He says this, that the customer, the one that's going there that's filming these boys and girls, the one that's going there using these boys and girls, he said they look like Americans. Mm-hmm. It looks like Americans. And so we got to begin to pray, you know, God, that would deliver our nation from what's taking place. Let's go back and finish up with what Glenn saw in Thailand.
That night on the beachfront, we talked to a 14-year-old girl who was a prostitute. She had been a prostitute as long as she could remember. She told us that she had given up because no one cared and everybody made fun of her. And her self-esteem had just gone down to where she had nothing else she felt she could do. That's how we ended the first night. The next day, we went to an orphanage, has the highest conviction rate of pedophiles, this group of children, anywhere, I believe in Asia, but definitely anywhere in Thailand. And it's because they're protected, and it's an Operation OUR center. I got there, and the kids had worked out a dance and some songs, and there's this one little kid, and I can't show you any pictures because they're all protected. This one little kid in the front would tear your heart out. A little 6-year-old kid just beaming. There's all boys. Just beaming. So happy. So full of joy. We have lunch with them. I learned at lunch, as they put us on a tin plate and took sticky rice and then scooped some gray kind of meatball stuff on top of it. Don't ask what it is, just eat it. We ate with the kids. And then I was taken in and I was shown the case files. 111 case files. I maybe saw 8 before I said, I have to leave here. I can't take this anymore. The little 6-year-old boy I had lunch with, I asked him how old he was. He didn't know for sure. I asked him where he was born. He didn't know. I asked him about his parents. He didn't know. I stopped asking him questions. He had been taken at such a young age. I saw an American pedophile who was buying infants. That was his thing. I met a child who, as an infant, couldn't be consoled, a little girl. They finally had to take her to the hospital because she couldn't be consoled after being ripped from the arms of a pedophile. They found things lodged inside of her. I met a little boy who was a slave and had to go and sell, not his body, but had to sell anything he could find. It's up to him. You sell whatever you want. But if you don't make 15,000 baht, you'll come back and I'll burn you. Eventually, his slave master just took an iron to his chest, his back, and his neck. I sat with him, and his legs were all scarred. And I just talked to him about what he wants to do when he grows up. He thinks he's going to be a soccer player. He's going to play football. I tried to explain to him the difference between football and soccer. He didn't seem to care or understand. As I sat with these case files, this shelter was struggling, had just laid off, I think, four people, has 56 kids in it, because they were 80,000 baht short, and they were being foreclosed on. I asked, are there any therapists for these kids? Once a week, for an hour, somebody comes and meets with the children. 1 hour, once a week, 56 children. They can't afford him anymore. I said, how much to hire someone full time? Way out of the budget, 15,000 baht. I then asked how much 80,000 baht is. How much is 15,000 baht? 80,000 baht to keep it open is about $2,300 a month. 15,000 baht is about $200 a month. I told them that we would write the check to keep the orphanage open and to give them the $2,000 a month, and that we would hire two full-time doctors. After we went through the emotion of that, the guy who started the orphanage begged me to beg you, these 111 case files, most of these guys are still at large, and all of them are coming from Germany, Switzerland, France, or America. Please, we can't catch them. The Thai police can't do it. They need Americans to do it, because Americans can get in and infiltrate their ring and get in with them. Please help us catch these bad guys. I would like to ask you if you would become an abolitionist and help us stop slavery. And I'll tell you why it matters here in America during the program today. But go to OurRescue.org, OurRescue.org. $5 truly makes a difference. I saw a guy who is wanted that will purchase children and then have them run around naked in the back yard where he rents a place, and then shoot them with BB guns, and then one by one abuse them. And I mean abuse them. I saw, I remember Schindler's List? Remember the guy who would just go out on his balcony and shoot the Jews? Mm-hmm. I saw that guy over and over and over and over again this weekend. And most of them are from here. And here's why it matters. As an alcoholic, I couldn't go over to Thailand and say, I'm just going to go on a drinking vacation and then come back and not drink and go over there five times. It couldn't happen. It wouldn't work. They come back here and they're worse than they were. I'll tell you later a story, if you care to hear about it, about a teacher here in America that was teaching in high school and five times a year went over to Thailand. Operation OUR finally caught him here in America, not over there, abusing the kids here in America. It matters because people go on these vacations and they're here. Please help us stop this blight. Go to OurRescue.org. That's OurRescue.org, and help rescue our children.
It's OurRescue.org, OurRescue.org. Our hearts are broken. This is when we begin to pray and to call out to God to end it. And it seems overwhelming. But it's happening now. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear what Operation Underground Rescue did, because the one thing, remember, they were overwhelmed. They didn't have the technology. The internet is making everything. People say, I can buy my products internationally now. I could do all. They're buying human beings internationally.
Yeah.
And their customer, according to what Glenn Beck is saying, he was just there with Operation Underground Railroad, are Americans. And you can't go to Thailand and do all of that and think you don't bring that back. And it's just like God's seeing all this. He's seeing all of it. And I want you to see the difference that supporting someone like Our Rescue, Underground Railroad, Operation Underground Railroad can do, because they thought they had to depend on America because America had all the wealth. But Americans, you, just like you, gave financially, and they purchased a massive computer system.
Mm-hmm.
A massive computer system that allows their law enforcement to be able to track and do forensics, which is gathering all the evidence on these people who are filming, buying,
teaches
selling.
Teaches them how to do it anonymously, and it's just, it's amazing how they're educating them.
Yeah, it really is. As a matter of fact, watching this is Operation Underground Rescue. Just in January, they did this. Take a look.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are descending to Kansai International Airport from Nankai, and this ends all flight services. The local time is now.
So we're in Thailand, we're in Pattaya, Thailand. I've never seen anything like this. Hundreds and hundreds of girls and boys being exploited by thousands of tourists, a lot of them Westerners. These kids, as young as 6, 7, 8 years old, they are here. When you see them in the streets, they are hidden in this greater body of people being exploited for sex. It makes it very easy for the child traffickers to insert those kids in that market. It's like this underbelly of an already very dark market. And fortunately, the Thai police see that.
6 months ago, OUR, Operation Underground Railroad, approached our head of Thai CAC. So we have support from OUR on equipment to build a digital forensic center here at the Royal Police Cadet Academy. This digital forensic center is going to be the lab to teach our cadets and know how to gather digital evidence.
TICAC stands for Thailand Internet Crimes Against Children, and it's a newly formed task force to combat human trafficking and exploitation of women and children in the Southeast Asia region, specifically here in Thailand.
Unbelievable tool that they're going to now be able to use, and then the training that we're going to provide them, how to use the tools, how to be anonymous online and find the places where Americans are coming and chatting and meeting, sending each other child pornography and exploiting children. The lab that we help build them will do exactly that. We expect to see a phenomenal increase in the children that can be liberated here in Thailand.
hopefully eventually through that training, through working together in those investigative techniques, we'll get to the point where OUR will no longer need to be here and that they'll be able to combat the issue on their own.
It was amazing today to be able to go and see the work that's been done. To our donor base, thank you so much. It's you that has made this possible. And if you'd like to do more, share this video. If you're not already an abolitionist, go to OURrescue.org, become a recurring donor, and walk out with that title, abolitionist, because that's what you are. I mean, we are abolishing slavery here in this country, and you are helping us do it.
So thankful for Operation Underground Rescue, and we've talked about them early on when they first got started, and they got frustrated with the federal government because
bureaucracies, they limitations.
Yeah, they just wouldn't. They were just a big sluggish
red tape
thing moving around. They just said they broke loose from all that.
And that's the thing, is because he had so much background and experience. I believe he worked with the State Department, and he had the credible evidence that was needed in order to take these people down in multiple different countries.
Right.
The American government wouldn't do anything.
So he just broke loose.
Yeah.
Because he just shattered, of course, like we are watching this. But look what happened. Because he did that now, Thailand's authorities have a massive computer. We've got to go to break here, but have a great computer system, you know, one of those big Watson-type things, it sounds like, to be able to do forensics, that you got to have evidence to be able to present, to take them in. And it took 1,000 police officers to arrest one monk, because they didn't know how it was going to go down when they start dealing with it. And that's what happens. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of things happening right now in America that when authority starts coming in, you're going to see this big uprising.
Yeah.
And that's what, we get back from this break, you're going to hear President Donald Trump meeting with those who are just like Operation Underground Rescue. And what he says, he's going to put the weight of America behind ending trafficking. God's heard our prayers. He's answering. These children are going to be rescued. It's so encouraging to see that people are coming together and Americans are giving. They gave to Operation Underground Railroad, and it's ourrescue.org, $5 a month. I mean, you think about that. But think about this. The past administrations, you know, talked about America as being weak and small and ineffective. And the truth is, it's the most largest economy. It's the most blessed nation in the world, and if America goes dark, the whole world goes dark, especially things like Thailand. And you saw that when, you know, America started just basically surrendering to Jezebelic-type, principalities and just deviance and all that kind of stuff, Thailand got darker and darker and darker and darker. And so when we see, why do we need to be able to maintain the light in our own lives and repent and ask God to move in our lives and abide with Him and encourage our government to stay with God and all that, because places like Thailand gets destroyed.
Yeah.
But we see great things take. But listen to this. Now we have a new president, President Donald Trump, who just met to a listening session with those who are leading these type of organizations about human trafficking and sex trafficking, which is basically a slave is a slave is a slave. So if you hear somebody say human trafficking, you can say sex trafficking right with that. And our president met with him, and he says he's going to put the weight of America behind ending this. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is the president of the United States meeting with those who are leading organizations to be able to stop human trafficking in America and the world.
Well, I want to thank Dina and Ivanka and everybody for working so hard to set this up. It's been so important to them, and I want to make it clear today that my administration will focus on ending the absolutely horrific practice of human trafficking. And I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government to the federal and at the federal level and the other highest levels, whatever we can do in order to solve this horrific problem, getting worse, and it's happening in the United States in addition to the rest of the world, but it's happening in the United States, which is terrible. Human trafficking is a dire problem, both domestically and internationally, and is one that's made really a challenge and is really made possible to a large extent, more of a modern phenomenon, by what's taking place on the Internet, as you probably know. Solving the human trafficking epidemic, which is what it is a priority for my administration. We're going to help out a lot. Solve is a wonderful word, a beautiful word, but I can tell you it's going to help a lot. I'll direct the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies that have a role in preventing human trafficking to take a hard look at the resources and personnel that they're currently devoting to this fight. Now, they are devoting a lot, but we're going to be devoting more. Dedicated men and women across the federal government have focused on this for some time. As you know, a lot of you have been dealing with the federal government, and it's been much more focused over the last 4 weeks, I can tell you that. I cannot thank each of you enough, and the dedicated men and women who run my staff and your staffs, and getting everybody together was terrific. I was so glad I was able to be here. You start with really a tremendous amount of energy and blood, sweat, and tears. Government can be helpful, but without you, nothing would happen. So, again, I want to thank everybody in this room. It's a very, very terrible problem. It's not talked about enough. People don't know enough about it. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to bring it out into the open, and hopefully we're going to do a great deal to help prevent some of the horrific, really horrific crimes that are taking place. And I can see, I really can say, in this country, people don't realize how bad it is in this country, but in this country and all over the world. So thank you all for being here. Thank you very much.
This is so exciting. So our prayers, Americans are giving to Operation Underground Railroad. You just purchased a computer for the epicenter, it looks like, of sex trafficking and human trafficking that's taking place.
Well, it's being recognized as the epidemic that it is. Yeah. It's no longer just being just shied away and ignored.
We don't have a lot of time today, but I know that you need to go and watch the program that we did called The Pink Room, because God took us on a journey, and we learned out loud how this actually came about, and things don't just happen. It has to do with Vietnam and the Vietnam War and things that happened there in President Nixon's time. But you can go to The Pink Room. You can find out about it at BFNTV.com. Well, you know, Kendra Lowe and Nick Day, they have a passion, obviously, for rescuing these children. And they wrote Rescue Me. And I want you to watch this. Think about everything that you just learned today. And think about you're in that room with your teddy bear, and you're a child, and you got this mattress on this back floor, and nobody's rescuing you. But we're doing something about it. Listen to this song. This song is for that child. And God's going, you know, whatever you did for the least of these, you did for me. We've got to rescue these children. Watch.
You can't traffic children.
No.
At the end of the day, there's laws put in place to protect kids. And one of those laws, surprise, surprise, is you can't sell them. You can't sell human beings and put a price tag on them.
Woke up in a place I'd never known, to a nightmare far away from home. My hands are tied, my eyes are scarred, my burning lungs and broken heart are all I know right now. And I feel like screaming, to rescue me.
I remember a time in my life when I was at a place that all I could say when I was walking up this mountain called Dream Mountain in Rome, Georgia, I was just saying, God, rescue me. Rescue me. And I know these children are just saying, rescue me. We've got to shake ourselves and wake up. This is the most wealthiest, richest, wisest nation that we can get in there. They're asking for, only America could fix this, they said. Well, people gave, and they gave that supercomputer to begin to get forensics together. But listen, your partnership with ourrescue.org, $5 a month, you know, your partnership with VFN TV, it makes a difference. We're letting them know. This is what we do. This is what you can do. Kim, that song was so moving. Rescue Me just touched my heart. Yeah. And I felt the presence of the Lord. It's like I could hear, you know, and she's sitting on that mattress, you know, and that you're just like, that's exactly what that kid is doing.
Yeah.
You know, and if you never knew, you know, people don't think of, they're not talking politics. Some of these kids don't even know America even existed.
Yeah.
And they weren't even interested in it. But God knows that child exists. And we have to begin to say, you know, what are we going to do about it? We got to quit. You know, we got to unify for kingdom purposes. You know, we're blessed to be a blessing. We always talk about VFN kingdom business, but listen, we should be reaching out. We should be so introverted and trying to, you know, get our carpet the color different and or whatever. We got to go out into all the world and let them know, because it's going to take, you know, the kingdom to come into Thailand, into the hearts of men and women, young boys and girls, to be able to stay free from what's taking place there. And as a matter of fact, this movie they put together, the abolitionist movie, you can actually get this movie and watch it and support them by getting the movie. You can get it online or you can order it. We'll give you details on it. But I want you to take a look. This movie is called The Abolitionist, which is an abolitionist, for those that don't know, is somebody who's working to free the slaves. And like I said, today, if the number of slaves that we have today, if you added up every slave that ever was until this time, added them all together, today has more slavery in America than all those added up together. We need to do something about it. Take a look at this movie, The Abolitionist.
So she's 14.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Does she do everything?
If she wants more money, she better ask.
There's not going to be any problems.
Exactly.
And she's 14 for sure.
Yes.
Laura.
Yeah.
You're the man. People travel all over the world and to engage in sex with children.
They're this age, and they're this age being forced into sexual exploitation.
There were girls, the youngest of which was 10 years old. She was actually 6 months pregnant.
These babies are having babies. Even the ones that are saying, yeah, I'm 18, and I've got a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
The demand side is what drives it. People want to buy that.
If me and my team don't find these kids and go for these kids, no one is going to. It's our job. We have to do something.
When we're in a foreign government, we work with the foreign government. We pretend to be one of those traveling people on a sex tour. We're going to go after these bad guys, anywhere they are. We're going to find them. We're going to root them out. We're going to pull these kids out. The typical sting is to do like the bad guys do. They sell kids. They sell kids for sex.
I knew that night that the rest of my life would be spent rescuing and saving these little girls.
Our best weapon is our stealthiness and our ability to really just trick the bad guys.
Breaks your heart, you know, when you're seeing this. The thing about it, now you know.
Yeah.
You can do something about it. As simple as $5 a month. Go into ourrescue.org and partner with them. Partner with VFN TV. This is what we do. We wanted to let you know. Your partnership helps makes that possible to get this out. You know, send Glenn Beck, you know, an email letting him know how much you appreciate his willingness to get Mercury One and to go and do something about it. The difference between those who do something and those who don't do anything is that those who do something,
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And a lot of people, I'm telling you, this is a thing that we can get into. A lot of people think about making things happen. They really do. I mean, they'll talk about it. They'll think about it. You know, and some people make things happen. But most people wonder what happened. But when we stand before the throne of God and he looks at us and said, I gave you all that wealth, all that wisdom, and you know, you could have used all that money for whatever, but you chose to go on a vacation to Thailand instead of taking that money and rescuing them from trafficking, human trafficking. We can do something about it. $200, $2,300, get that whole orphanage open. We believe that we're going to make a difference with you when we partner together to be able to impact this world with the kingdom of God. You know, I want to be able to pray right now for these children. Will you join us in prayer as we pray for these children sitting on that mattress waiting for the next American to come in and to abuse that child, one shooting at the other child with a BB gun and then abusing them? And let's break our heart with what breaks God's heart. Dear God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, God, and we ask you, Lord God, that you would forgive our complacency.
Yes.
Where we're just talking about spending our money on ourselves and what we think, and we want a bigger house and bigger car and bigger stuff and nicer this, and we're never satisfied. Lord, forgive us for that. Help us, Lord, to refocus us. Refocus us on your kingdom. Rescue these children, Father God, from human trafficking, from sex trafficking. Bless President Trump for getting away, the weight of America behind this cause and ending it, God. Lord, we thank you that you're hearing our prayers, Lord. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, end human trafficking, end sex trafficking. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.